That's enough John Hancocks for Missouri's secessionist to receive a response from the White House. As of Wednesday afternoon, just under 20,000 individuals had signed Missouri's petition. Many are from out of state.
Obviously, this is never going to happen.
That's Southeast Missouri State University political science professor Jeremy Walling.
The reality is that states are so heavily reliant on federal money and federal programs that it would be disastrous for a state to secede from the union.
Walling says people are doing this to show their disapproval with President Barack Obama's reelection. Signing this petition, he says, is similar to throwing up your hands in exasperation and shouting out, "Phooey, I'm moving to Canada," when your preferred presidential candidate loses.
You look at a state like Missouri, you look at our airports, our highways, the federal programs that we at Southeast Missouri State University get. The state of Missouri gets intergovernmental transfers from the national government. All of these things stop immediately once we secede from the union.
Seven states have already received more than 25,000 signatures. Missouri still has until December the 10th to do so. The Texas petition exceeded 116,000. There's a related petition that requests a national pizza party if Missouri successfully secedes. For KRCU, I'm Jacob McClelland.